Narrations from Dwellers.
I've always looked down on the ground dwellers, bewildered by their choices and lifestyle. I would sit for hours looking down on them. You might be thinking to yourself, whoa, he sounds so full of himself. Who does he think he is looking down on people? But don't judge me. I may be looking down on them, but it's not just me. Hundreds of other people are also looking down on them.
The new buildings were built wall to wall. I had trouble imagining it, as this is not what the city looks like now. So my grandfather would align sugar cubes in one straight line, forming a wall. Soon enough, ants would start crawling all around it. It looked like the ground dwellers and the buildings beneath us. After that, he would stack more sugar cubes, forming tall towers, in the perfect line of sugar, an abnormality in what was order.
The walls remained there until someone eventually took notice. Giant billboards were plastered on them, bringing in even more money. Thankfully, not all ground dwellers are delirious. Where some saw giant empty walls for advertisements, others saw a giant canvas waiting to be painted. The trend of murals soon took over. Many empty walls were covered with beautiful illustrations and paintings. In fact, our house overlooks one of them.
I have memorized each and every line drawn on our wall. Just like everything in this world, everything has a starting point, an origin. Our elder wall, as my grandfather liked to call it, is the wall that our entire city originated from. Like all the other murals in the city, this was commissioned. However, it was never completed. A giant block of concrete fell on the artist as they were painting it, a freak and unfortunate accident. The half-painted arm remained stretched on the wall, with the scaffolding still in place.
The ground dwellers excelled in starting projects, but they were experts in not finishing them. My grandmother would always tell me, the mural stayed unfinished for months. The scaffolding the poor artist used to scale up the wall remained intact. This scaffold has remained erect, tempting people to scale it. Eventually, people started using it and calling it their own.
They yearned for a different lifestyle, one away from the sickening cycle of the city. They saw a life in the abandoned markets, scaffolds, trees. We outgrew our elder wall, expanding into the wall beyond it. We created our own world, expanding from one abandoned wall to the next. We carry on living, looking down on the ground dwellers, but they never looked up, always consumed with their lives and needs.